Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
On the radio.
And online, every Wednesday.
Whoa.
You can catch us in the morning at 11.
Excellent.
Which is right now.
Whoa.
Or you can catch us in the evening after 6, which is...
Right now. Yeah.
And I'm Megan.
And I'm Alice.
And we talk about video games.
Yep.
Because sometimes we like video games.
Yeah, and I like drinking water while playing video. That's what I'm just taking a sip in between every word.
I'm just watching. Now you can answer.
Yep.
Stay hydrated, everybody.
Yeah.
That's your Game Changers lesson of the day.
Yeah.
So we talk video games.
Mm-hmm.
We collect video games.
Mm-hmm.
We
video games.
Occasionally play them.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that a little bit.
Yeah, no, I believe you.
Yeah, right. I played a game, or it was one of the ones when I was like, I've beat like a million games. It was that week. And I forgot about one of the games that I beat that I actually did pretty much enjoy. So the game that I played is Tacoma, by Fulbright Studios, or the people who did Gone Home, which was a really interesting game because it kind of sets itself up as, like, a spooky thing, but then it's just sort of a story-based walk... sure, it's a walking simulator, but whatever. Like,
I hear a lot of good things about Gone Home, and I've never played it.
I like it. It's neat. It does have a very... The atmosphere is, like, it is scary. Like, it's unnerving, but there's nothing to be afraid of. So... Tacoma, you take the place of, I don't even remember her name. The reason is because the game is, okay, what's my name? But you take the place of this sort of engineer who has gone to, engineer, space person, whatever, has gone to the ship Tacoma, which was doing just sort of different studies, different space things. And you're trying to sort of figure out what happened to the crew there because they're all gone. It's all empty. What you have left, though, are, like, hologram recordings sort of thing. That, you know, obviously it gives you the picture of what was it was like on the ship, the different characters. I think there's, like, 5 or 6. And the nice thing about them is they're all color-coded. So you can clearly tell that they're, like, distinct different characters.
That's nice.
Yeah, like, the thing is, you know, everything is modeled, like, ship-like, but the holograms are sort of, like, you have the basic shape of the person, right? And obviously they're voiced by different people.
Right.
But you don't really ever get to see, like, what they actually look like, from those models. You can see them via, like, there's, like, little information blips, like little emails or whatever, like different pieces of communication that, you know, maybe has their actual heads in it that are like a little face or their ID or whatever.
Right.
So it's mostly just sort of exploring around and trying to figure out what happened to the crew because they're gone. On the crew, on the ship, there's a robe or AI called, I think his name is, it's Odin. And it's frequently seen talking to some of the crew members and it sort of advises them with what you have to do. I will go into a little bit of spoilers, just sort of what the story is sort of about, because it starts to be that, like, what has happened is Tacoma, the ship, ran into some kind of emergency and they only have enough, like, air for about 48 hours. But this ship does have, like, cryopods, which potentially the people could put themselves into, like, cryostasis sleep, right? Basically, they freeze themselves in sleep because this is space in the future and it exists and it works.
Just like Alien.
Exactly. It does. Well, I can suspend my disbelief for something like this. This is sci-fi. I absolutely. There's AI and stuff. Anyway. Well, we do sort of find out it through, you know, like, looking around, you look at medical records, sometimes you have to do, like, watch certain people do certain things to, like, enter certain codes or whatever. Like, it I would say it's a fairly straightforward game. Like, it sort of just wants you to know the story of what's happening, which I like a game that I like when it's a story. Like, there's minimal things for me to do. There is some, like, exploration. I think the one thing that I didn't really like is I could only, like, hold one thing at a time, and sometimes I needed to hold multiple things.
Right.
And some of it's important. Like, sometimes it's a tiny key. And then I'm like, if I drop it, it's gone forever, you know, because it's a fairly large area for the game. Like, obviously, there's parts that are just like, you know, one's a mid-bay sort of thing. One's like engineering or whatever. Anyway, what we sort of come to realize through medical stuff is that one of the people on the ship probably won't make it through cryo sleep. And later on, like, I'm not going to go with the ending, but later on we do find that, like, the cryopods have not been used. Once again, nobody's on the ship except for you. And I think actually the Odin, like, the AI is still there. It's sort of interesting sort of what is happening, why it's happening, and just, yeah, I quite enjoyed it. It was interesting. It's definitely, like, it is walking simulator territory, which I'm never, like, I'm a big fan of them. Like, I love them, especially if they're good. Like, I played so many of them, and Tagoma was interesting. Like, it's not the best thing I've ever played in my life, but I thought it was fairly interesting. I like the mechanics. There's sort of, like, a video scrubbing aspect. I do like things where you just sort of, like, look at memories or something like that. Like, I find that very interesting.
Does the story save some of the lacklusterness that you did find?
Yeah, like, you know, it's not the most engaging gameplay, but I feel like the story is interesting. Like, the voice acting's great. The characters are pretty interesting. And it's something where, like, you get to know them enough where you're like, I hope, you know, I hope they're not dead, or I hope they got out, or you want to find out what happened. Because those are basically your characters. That's what you're sort of trying to figure out. Like, to be honest, I guess you could say that this does also remind me of Obra Dinn.
Yeah.
Return of the Obra Dinn. Like, it's similar where you are looking through memories trying to figure out what happened. And in both cases, you're being sort of, like, recruited by or being paid by someone else to do it, like the government or the whatever, which also adds another layer to, especially to Tacoma, for, like, why you personally are there. Like, so, yeah, I like it. It was pretty enjoyable. Yeah.
If I ever do an escape room, I'm having you on my team.
No.
Because you know where to find clues.
I know where to find clues, but I don't know how to put them together. I just shove things until it works. Or then I'm like, well, I'm going to look at the walkthrough. Bye.
I'm going to break the door down and make it to the next room anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's my method of doing
that
sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I ended up playing Lakeview Valley, which I've had on my PC for a while since I played the Lakeview Cabin or dabbled in the Lakeview Cabin series. I'm not good with survival horror anything.
Is it a survival horror game?
It is not really. It's the other side where you get to have the choice on whether you're going to be the killer.
Yeah. Because there's Lakeview Valley.
This is Lakeview Valley.
And then there's Lakeview Cabin Collection. Yeah. And those were originally like Newgrounds Flash games, right?
Yeah. Lakeview Valley was actually created and developed by Roop Tamminen as a tile set test for Unity.
Oh, cool.
So this is something they made in the meantime.
Just to sort of, to figure stuff out and then came out with it?
Yeah, released October 22nd, 2019.
Is it?
I will give a warning that this is a mature game not to be played by
It's pixel you. Murder.
And there's everything else that you find in slasher horror.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. So, Lakeview Cabin, definitely. It does love its tropes. Or it does love horror. Like, you can tell that they love horror and they know their tropes. Lakeview Cabin, you play as the people, like the
survivors or the protagonists of a whole multitude of slasher
and so in
horror picks.
Lakeview Valley, you play as the killer.
You play as the killer, the new resident of the town of Lakeview Valley.
Okay.
This reminded me a lot, strangely enough, of Stardew Valley.
Oh, that's funny.
Because you're coming on a bus, and you have your bus driver who's making all kinds of small talk with you, and you're going to go and inherit a house.
Yeah.
With the intent on getting to know the different residents of Lakeview Valley, the town, increase your popularity, clean your house, and kind of try to earn a living over a week. It can be very benign if you so wish to do so, except something terrible happens on the way in and your bus ends up hitting a resident.
Okay.
Amy Cooper. And that is the first dark thing that happens, the first real major sign that something about this town isn't right.
Okay.
Because Amy Cooper ends up fine later on.
Oh,
the next
like
day,
you see her. Okay, so
like,
she...
there's no way she could recover from a bus accident of the degree that you end up with, but she's back at work the next day.
You're saying that this game sort of forces you to kill people, or it wants you to.
It really wants to encourage you to commit these acts of horribleness, because you can do something nice for a resident.
Yeah.
And they'll turn around and be like, oh, ha, 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 if you don't do what I want you to do, then I'm going to blackmail you.
Okay, so you could just, yeah.
And you're like, well, my popularity is going to decrease, but this person's going to do something awful.
Yeah.
So you can try and live a nice, pious life where you're hauling garbage, cutting people's lawns, finding lost cats, feeding a little dog.
Okay.
Building your sauna. And destroying snakes.
Okay.
And
whack them there.
Yep. And you have to not steal things. You can't get into romantic liaisons with people. Don't kill people. And try to set up the stage for Lake Day, which is on Saturday, which is the big festival.
So yeah, this game just sort of has a week setting or week gameplay sort of situation?
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't been able to push past a week because nothing was happening.
There's longer than a week?
I haven't been able to get past a week.
Oh.
But you can go and play again.
Yeah.
To try and get different results.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the week, I think that's the game.
Yes.
Right? It's just, that's what I'm saying.
Sorry. There's an entity who is encouraging you to not trust these townsfolk.
Okay.
And trying to encourage you to do terrible acts of violence.
Oh, okay.
And I have chosen not to listen to this entity for now.
Mm-hmm.
But if it will encourage you to go and, you know, maybe not go help the cat. Maybe you should steal things. Maybe you should find parts of my body and reassemble me for a dark ritual at the end of the week. Who knows?
Well, I would assume there's that's what the people want, right?
Well, that all depends. There's multiple endings, and you'll get different parts of the story for each ending.
Oh, okay.
Some people are aware of the dark nature of the town they live in, and others are blissfully ignorant.
Yeah.
Now, so I will probably have to play it a few more times. I want to figure out what some of the different endings are.
Yeah.
This town is great in that if you go to the bank will give you money. You don't have to deposit. They'll just give you money.
Why?
Because they want you to have money.
Oh, why?
Because apparently this town helps each other out.
Okay.
And everybody gets money.
All right. That's all right. Sure.
And the more popular you are, the more money you get.
All right. Sure.
That's a system I want to live in.
Sure.
I want to be able to go to a bank and say, I'm not popular, give me $10 for the day.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is Lakeview Valley. Again, it is a mature game. It is all pixel art. It is actually pretty funny in a lot of parts. I am going to steal the dirt bike that's just there. That is my next plan. And I'm going to go wreak some havoc. And it is available on Steam. If you want to go and be the murderer instead of be the survivor in a horror setting.
Yeah.
But I also do recommend the Lakeview Cabin series.
Yeah, the cabin's quite cool.
And there's so much.
There's I don't know, 5 different levels. It's very interesting. I like it.
It is very interesting. Have you been playing any other games?
Yeah, so the other game I played is Tales from Off-Peak City, Volume 1. And this is by Cosmo D. It's available, I think, primarily on Steam and, like, itch.io. It is... Like, I personally grabbed it because I saw it and I was like, oh, this looks wacky. And it had good reviews. So, like, the, you know, I'm always for a wacky game. basically.
You play a lot of eclectic games.
Yeah, well, I like weird games. I think they're neat. This one is very neat.
Actually, I do, yeah. I had to think back because I was watching you play this one.
Yeah. No, I told you to come watch and it's wacky. So... You start off as, you can be whoever you want, you can name your character, and there's this lady and her dad are taking you to Off-Peak City on a boat, and they're just sort of like, we want you to get back this saxophone that is my dad's or something. And that's your goal. You're given a letter of recommendation to go be, like, help out at a pizza place, because the pizza guy has the saxophone. And so it is, like, it is a wacky, bizarre, weird-looking game. Like, you end up on, basically, it's just sort of this little intersection of streets. I think it's Yam Street and July Street are the streets. It's great. And, like, one of the main things in this game, other than... sort of just wandering around and listening to people. You can eavesdrop, which is sort of like you find different information, or you can interrupt people's conversations and listen to them. But you make pizzas for people, and it's very funny. You can find a bunch of like wacky ingredients like chocolate chips and beluga roe and gummy worms and flamingo meat. Yeah.
And gray matter.
Gray matter, synthetic gray matter. You find it somewhere. And it's just, and then you go and deliver your pizzas, and the person tells you how much they like the pizza, sort of. I didn't know if there was, like, rhyme or reason to, like, how I make a pizza, because the things they ask for pizza-wise are, like, I want the essence of the soul or something. Like, that isn't exactly what they said, because I can't remember, but it was some kind of, like...
That's what they title it.
A little bit, and I'm supposed to extrapolate what kind of pizza that is from that. So...
I'm trying to pick apart the aesthetic, and the best I can come up with is 90s Tim Burton meets 90s music video with more jazz.
Yeah, it's like retro wave, but I feel like... Almost like a darker version, and I don't want to say crappier version, but like wackier version.
Distorted?
Yeah, distorted is a pretty good
distorted
term.
Distorted vaporwave.
Yeah, like, because there's a lot, there's a building with giant cats, just sort of, they're sitting with like their backsides out the window and their tails are hanging out, and their tails move to the sound of the beat. Yeah, like, the music in this is just so... It's bizarre. It basically, everybody speaks in sort of, like, music tones. But every building you sort of come near has a different music. And it's very jazzy, very wacky. To be honest, it's quite enjoyable. But
it's very cool.
And, yeah, so basically you make money. And what you're trying to do is break open this door in the bottom... of this Kentano is his name, his pizza place. Kentano somehow, I don't know what happens to him, but he gets taken away by, like, the police force sometime, like, the ambulance is there, and then you take over the place, basically.
You're the new hire.
Yeah, and to be honest, I wish, like, I realize that there's gonna be, I would hope, another volume of this, like, this is volume one, because this is just, I really enjoyed it. Like, I would like to maybe go back and play, because I think there's things that I probably missed, just because it's kind of, it's very random. I think that's another good word for it.
Yeah.
Like, there are things like, you know, people just sort of swimming in the, I don't know, what river that crosses
the
underneath.
Canal?
Yeah, and one of them has, like, a pool tube, and that's just kind of funny, right? Like,
yeah.
That's just... I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, there's like a baby with a huge, like an adult head, and a giant hand, and it's just sort of bizarre, and his dad has the same, like, head model as him.
There's the building that's also ahead.
Yeah, just ahead. Yeah, there's a couple, like, the first thing you go to is, like, the stoop sale, and then there's just a giant head with a mouth just being, like, just telling you that there's a stoop sale happening. That's where I got my camera. You do have to buy stuff. I don't know how. I would assume you can make way more money in this because there are some things that are like $1,000 and I never, you do get money.
If you approved your pizza, maybe gave them more sauce.
I have no idea what they want. Once again, their orders are so loose, but then I'm also given chance, like, yeah, even with the pizza making, like, there's music involved, right? Like, right. Each ingredient has, like, a different tone or different instrument. It's just very cute for, like, the things like that I like.
Subjective pizza tastes.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, it's interesting. There isn't really, like, any danger in the game. It's more a little bit of puzzle solving, a little bit of, like, putting, like, one thing that you saw somewhere together and being like, oh, okay, that's where that goes, sort of thing. It's more item placing, but the environment is neat enough and sort of just what's going on is interesting enough. Like, because I do believe they're going to have more tales, right? This is volume one, so hopefully there's more volumes.
I hope the other ones are just as trippy.
Well, I hope it just, like, not that it takes place in the same place, like, in the same street area, like, potentially there's more of the city, obviously, but there is sort of an underlying story, there's, like, a company that runs, like, what is it, Blue Moose Energy Drink, I believe.
Yep.
And then there's sort of some, you know, devious things about that, and even devious things about, like, Cantano, and, like, there's weird things he has in his attic, in his basement, so... it's just a very interesting game, there's dark elements of it, but it's so wacky that sort of, like, covers over everything, yeah. Which is fine, because I enjoy it. Like, it is quite wacky, it's quite purposeful,
I think even if it did go a little darker, it would still have that really good veneer.
Yeah, no, I think it would work well. I enjoyed it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And the last thing, you introduced me to Left 4 Dead.
Oh, yeah, Left 4 Dead 2. Plus you did play Left 4 Dead 1.
Oh, yeah. So
it's the same game with different characters. It doesn't matter.
This is the first time I've played the actual Left 4 Dead 2 game. I played assets with it, with, like, Garry's Mod and stuff.
Oh, that doesn't count, that Megan.
I know it doesn't count, yeah. But now that I have a computer that works and I can run this sort of stuff.
You can play it.
And I want to say thank you, because it's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's a good little multiplayer...
Mindless game.
Mindless game where you get to go after zombies.
Zombies, and there's a million zombies, and...
So many zombies, and it's just... I love the banter with the characters.
Yeah, like, one of the more enjoyable things, like, I was, like, as I'm replaying, or they're just, like, the characters, they're very funny.
They are.
It's enjoyable. Like, that is one of the S. Like, I like the gameplay. It's just sort of, like, you're just shooting zombies. Like, a million zombies come at you, and that's what happens. But, like, yeah, it's just, it also is funny. Like, there's funny aspects to it.
And I know there is going to be a spiritual successor coming out in the future.
Soonish? Back for Blood?
Yes. And I definitely want to pick that up.
Yeah, my only concern is Back 4 Blood is a full price game, and I would love it if I could buy 4 copies for the full price. Like, if they give me 4 copies to give to my friends, that I'll pay $80. But I'll wait, I think. But I am excited that, you know, this kind of game, you know, once again, people still play Left 4 Dead, like, quite a bit. It has a pretty active community. People like to make mods for it, make levels. Like I was telling you, one of the levels in the options to choose is a fan-made level that they have put on the official Left 4 Dead game, because it's fun, it's good, people like it, and
it's
they can
aged beautifully.
Yeah, no, it looks still looks good. Plays fine. Yeah. Once again, you can mod so much of that too, just to be wackier if you want. But it's enjoyable. I quite like Left 4 Dead.
That's going to be my next step, is to find some wacky skins to
amuse
myself.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That's everything we got for you for this week. Go play some spooky games. We're in the best month of the year.
Yeah, for spooky games.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's everything. Keep changing.
Bye.